Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 30th, Morning. Praises. I will praise you, O Lord. Psalm 9, verse 1. Praise should always follow answered prayer. Just as the mist of earth rises when the sun warms the ground. Has the Lord been merciful and gracious to you? Psalm 103:8. Has he inclined to you and heard your cry? Psalm 40:1. Then praise him. Let the ripe fruit drop on the fertile soil from which it drew life. Sing to him who has answered your prayer, for he shall give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. To be silent about God's mercies is ingratitude. It is to act as base as the 9 lepers, who after being healed, did not give thanks to God, in Luke 17:17. To forget to praise God is to refuse a benefit, for praise, like prayer, is one great means of spiritual growth. Praise helps to remove our burdens, excite our hopes, and increase our faith. Praise is a healthy and invigorating exercise, quickening the pulse and giving added strength for the Master's service. Blessing God for mercies received also benefits non-believers who hear it and are glad, says Psalm 34:2. Others, in similar circumstances, will be comforted if we say, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. From Psalm 34:3. The poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Psalm 34:6. Weak hearts will be strengthened and tired saints will be revived as they listen to our songs of deliverance. Psalm 32:7. Their doubts and fears will vanish as we teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Colossians 3:16. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Psalm 138:5. When they hear us magnify his holy name. Praise is the most heavenly of Christian duties. The angels, the living creatures, and the elders sing with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. October 30th, Evening. Open our ears, Lord. You who dwell in the gardens, the companions listen for your voice. Let me hear it. Song of Solomon 8:13. My sweet Lord Jesus remembers well the Garden of Gethsemane. Although he has left the garden, he now dwells in the garden of his church, where he fellowships with those who keep his blessed company. He speaks to his beloved with a voice of love and a depth of melody that is more musical than the harps of heaven and leaves all human music far behind. Tens of thousands on earth and millions above are indulged with its harmonious accents. Some who I well know and whom I greatly envy are at this moment listening to that beloved voice. Oh, that I were a partaker of their joys. Though some of these are poor, some bedridden, and others near the gates of death, I would gladly starve, grow weak, or die with them if I could only hear your voice. Once I heard it often, but I have grieved your spirit. Return to me in compassion, and once again say, I am your salvation. Psalm 35:3. I am content with no other voice. I know your voice and cannot be deceived by another. I pray to hear it. I do not know what you will say, nor do I make any condition. O my beloved, speak to me, and if it is a rebuke, I will bless you for it. Clean my dull ears, let it cost what it may. I will not turn from my one consuming desire to hear your voice. Pierce my ear, Exodus 21:6. Pierce it with your harshest notes, only do not let me remain deaf to your call. Tonight, Lord, grant your unworthy servant his desire because I am yours. You have bought me with your blood. You have opened my eyes to see you, and the sight has saved me. Lord, open my ears. I have read your heart. Now let me hear your lips. Amen.